Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's our guy, Georgie Music, our 3 o'clock hour theme song. And, the last few shows, I say Georgie Music, follow him on social media, Instagram, J-O-R-G. And then I always say M-U-Z-I-K, and then I go, M-U-S-I-K. It is Z. I was right when I kept correcting myself, and then he sent me a direct message. He's like, no, you got it right on the Z. You don't have to correct yourself. So it's J-O-R-G-M-U-Z-I-K, Georgie Music, our 3 o'clock hour theme song. Before we get to headlines, Zach Thomas going to join us this hour on this Friday. Before we get to headlines, real quick, why were you wearing a sport coat last night, Solana?
Ridiculous.
Why not?
I don't know. It just seemed, I don't know. You weren't broadcasting the game. You were just sitting in the press box and the radio show. We've never worn sport coats. So I was just having to see a picture of you at the arena yesterday. I think it was with Billy Lindsay.
Yeah.
And you were wearing a sport coat. And I was just curious why.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I dress nice.
Hulk.
Trying to represent Hulk. The station the right way, trying to represent our show the right way. I don't dress like slobs like you two. I mean, why not?
Hulk. Now, you didn't see the full fit. Wool leotard off-white underneath.
Leotard.
Yeah. he stepped through the head to get in.
You were wearing like a onesie that buttons at the crotch?
Who am I?
Underneath your jeans?
I'm Simone Biles all of a sudden? Like, what are you talking about, leotard? Get out of here.
A wool Simone Biles leotard underneath. The tightest blue pants with belt over his belly button and a TJ Maxx jacket. It was ridiculous what he had on yesterday.
That's Bonobos. That's Bonobos, mother bleeper. That's Bonobos. That jacket was $250. On sale, actually, for $98. Hawk, here's genuinely what happened. We did the show live Monday. And you were on the stream. I went in like slacks and just like a quarter zip. But I wore my Panthers hat because I wasn't planning on staying. Then I go to the – I end up getting –
you're wearing a backwards hat in the press box.
Backwards hat in the press box. Everybody's in a suit with a button down and a tie. Plus,
Dave
I'm
Hyde?
Hanging
– Dave Hyde wearing a suit.
Dave Hyde wearing a suit. Man. Wow. Fiorona's wearing a suit. This Joe Shad always looks good. I mean, that
guy – What the hell is Fiorona's doing there?
All the Dolphins riders, you know, they're all scene guys. They're all scene kids, all these Dolphins riders. Oh, Stanley Cup final. We're all there.
Wait a second. It's your first game of the season. You're in the press box. What are you doing?
We're all here.
No. I'm the only D-bag. And you know, look, say what you want. I like to dress nice when I'm in those environments. For the Heat game, you guys torch me all the time.
Well, because you do the broadcast, though. I mean, right. You're part of, like, I know Jax dresses up. Like, everybody right. gets dressed for the broadcast.
I was. Ascapel's mortified that I'm the only D-bag.
Takes that jacket out of his car. He keeps it in the backseat. He keeps in the backseat of his car.
Don't do that.
It's like the age of a tree. You can tell the age of Tommy Tighe's jacket by the number of rings.
I'm carbon the only dating. D-bag.
They're carbon dating his jacket.
I'm just teasing Tommy.
You're gonna get me in trouble again, man. I'm the only guy in that press box wearing a backwards hat. I was mortified. So I got home. I said, "I'm going Thursday, and I'm wearing a jacket." This. Yeah.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. Hochman, Crowder, and Solana. Zach Thomas will join us this hour. Let's get headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So the Panthers do lose yesterday. Teams in the Stanley Cup final with a 3-goal lead. I want to get this right. Teams up 3-plus goals at the end of the first period in the Stanley Cup final were 37-0.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Yeah. It was staggering. Yeah. That, to me, like, I was talking after Monday night's game and then the first period last night, I'm talking to my family around me like, wow, how does Edmonton come back from, you know, because I was saying after Monday, Edmonton needs to come out strong and get a goal or two lead. And all of a sudden they're down 3-0. And I'm like, yeah, this thing is just, they got their soul snatched from them on Monday and this thing's over. And I don't know what happened. Appel said it. It was like, The teams that you saw in the first period were not the teams you saw in the second and third periods.
They stopped trying to be physical. When you cross-check, they used to run into the Panthers. First period, they were still trying to show physicality. Every time the Panthers would hit them, they do the little jump and the little pirouette in the air and just skate off real fast. They went to play in their game. That's why I was joking with Appel, like, don't give them the secret sauce. Do not try to out-physical the Panthers. You're barking up the wrong tree. Do the little pirouettes and get the ball to that damn McDavid and Draisaitl, who are stupid good.
This is wild. You ever had Tombstone frozen pizza?
I have, back when I was a kid.
Yeah, Tombstone. We used to have Tombstone when I was a kid all the time, too. It's at Publix now. They are unveiling a French fry crust.
Hmm.
It's pizza, but the crust is French fries.
It's mashed potatoes?
Well, it's potatoes. I don't know if they're mashed. Tombstone launching new French fry style crust pizza next month. Let's see. There'll be two varieties. Loaded bacon cheddar. The crust is made with potato. Covered in a gooey cheddar cheese sauce, loaded with mozzarella and cheddar cheese, plus bacon and pork belly blend.
Mmm. You throw some pork in anything, I'm in.
French fry crust pizza. How do we feel about that?
I'll try it. I haven't eaten a Tombstone because they got too many other good pizzas out there.
I don't know if, because I like pizza crust.
Right.
So why do I want to change out a part of the pizza that I love for something cutesy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now you get French fries also. This is interesting. Would you like mashups? You love mashups, Hawk. This is a mashup.
I do, but I love pizza crust. Thank you, by the way. A gentleman named Larry DM me. Nothing better than listening to Hawk and Crowder and Solana in the Culver's parking lot with my son while eating cheese curds and a sourdough melt. Son got a deluxe double. Great food, great radio. Glad we could be part of your Friday.
I've never been to Culver's.
I looked at Tombs.
Culver's good.
Culver's is delicious.
That's good.
Yeah. But I always look at Tombstone as like the ramen noodles of pizza.
Yeah, that's what we had. When I was a kid growing up, we had either Home Run Inn or Tombstone. Those were the two frozen pizzas that we had in our house.
because they were 79 cents for a 16 inch gigantic. Yeah, yep. I don't know how they made money, but
I bet they taste good. I bet they taste like the 70s. I gotta have a Tombstone pizza.
They get me to buy it back.
I've never heard of that Tombstone pizza.
Really?
That's one of the most ubiquitous frozen pizza brands.
Yeah. I never really ate frozen pizza.
Because you're a spoiled brat. You're a trust fund baby.
Yeah, but I think it's so easy to get pizza now, Crowder. It feels like it was more of a deal back when I was a kid in the 70s. There was no GPS. You had to hope the guy was going to find your place. They didn't have pizza warming bags to keep the pizza warm. It was like $4 for the pizza, though. You'd call up Bill Forno in Ravinia and be like, I get a large cheese or whatever. All right, $4. All right, we'll see you soon.
I think this is three different lives because you pulled me into the 70s. I was born in 83.
Yeah, no, it was different for me.
Yeah, we had Pizza Hut in Tampa. When I moved to Atlanta, we were kind of in the hood, so nobody delivered. But we couldn't buy a pizza then. Yeah, it was all frozen pizzas.
But we loved. That was like one of the few things that my brother and I could cook. Both my parents worked. So like we wanted to cook something, you cook a frozen pizza. That was pretty easy.
Yep. Frozen pizza, the waffles in the morning, the little Eggos. So yeah, good. Man. Yeah. Back in our day, Solana, you'd have to feed yourself. You know, we didn't have two parents with 401ks and all that stuff like you.
Well, I grew up right next to El Domino. Literally, like I could walk there.
You could walk over?
I could walk to El Domino next to Super Wheels. I mean, I lived.
El Domino. So
that's what we called it. El Domino.
Domino's.
I told you. El Domino or Papayon. Papayon.
Yeah.
It's a good take by you, though, Hawk. People are constantly trying to change pizza crust to something.
I don't know if I've ever had any of the cutesy pizza crust.
The stuffed crust at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I don't.
It's fine.
You know, I've never had a DiGiorno pizza. I know everybody loves those as frozen pizzas. I've never had DiGiorno.
Man, I got all kind of, because that's my youngest. He loves like frozen pizza, chicken nuggets is all he asked for. We have Elio's. We have DiGiorno.
Oh, I can go in there. Elio's, right, the square, the rectangles?
The big rectangles, yeah. Oh,
the best.
Man, I got, so I probably have every frozen pizza Publix makes or holds in my refrigerator right now.
Elio's, man, that one, that's got just such, that's nostalgia right there. That one has a flavor.
Right, about six boxes of Elio's right now.
Red Baron is delicious.
Red Baron is excellent frozen pizza. Red Baron is excellent.
I'm looking up a list ranking all the national frozen pizza brands from worst to best. I just skipped over to the top five. Kirkland is in the top five.
Oh, stop it. And here's what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. People are going to start texting in. Yeah. It's Lou Malnati's. They just relabel it Kirkland. Stop with all these equivalencies on Kirkland. Everybody, oh, Kirkland golf balls, they're Titleist. No, they're not Titleist. Titleist is Titleist.
It's the way to go.
Kirkland.
It's Kirkland got the nation brainwashed.
Hey, Hawk, I just want to confirm, a frozen pizza you do put in the oven to cook?
Just evil out, let it warm up.
So what do they have? What do they have number one?
Oh, let me go back to the list. I'll read them off quickly to you.
Just give me the top five.
Hold on a second. I lost this. 16 store-bought frozen pizzas. Chowhound.com. Totino's is 16. Here we go. Top five. Kirkland Signature. Freschetta is number four.
Oh, get out of here, Freschetta.
No, that's the little cutesy thin crust ones.
It's got it's cutesy packaging where you can kind of see the pizza through the cardboard. Freschetta.
No tomato sauce, minced tomatoes. Yeah.
Get out of here.
You can go to hell. Yeah.
Urban Pie.
I haven't heard of that.
Who makes that?
Urban Pie Pizza Company. It screams artisan, from the steep price tag to the fancy ingredient list.
I don't need artisan pizza. That's the dumbest thing, too. I hate that. When I see artisan pizza, hey, if you're artistic, draw a picture or make a sculpture. You're wasting time on my pizza. Oh, hey, I'm an artist. What do you specialize in? What do you specialize in? Watercolors? What do you work on? Vinyls? What you do? Sculptures? Pizza? Frozen pizza? What? Artisan. Kick you right out of the house.
Can we show the? Can we call this show Artisan Radio?
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing. Call anything artisan, and all of a sudden, it's like spectacular.
A lot of
artisan.
Add Artisan Radio Show to our open.
That actually, let's do that on our next banner because we're having new banners made because now it's Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Let's call it an artisan sports talk show. What do you do for a living? I'm an artisan. Oh, it's interesting. So you're an artist. No, I'm an artisan. Well, so like in what area? In like sculptures? What do you work with? Bronze or clay? You have a kiln at home? No, I have a snowball microphone, and I am an artisan talk show host. You what? And you do what?
There's no regulations to that word. That's why
there needs to be regulations for artisan.
Yes. Oh, this is genius. I like this one.
Artisan frozen pizza.
What do you do for a living? I'm an artist. I like this.
Number two is the Screaming Sicilian.
Nah, that's a terrible list.
It got a big face with a guy. Yeah, I've seen it. I've never eaten it. Yeah.
It's a good name, though, for a pizza company. Yeah, you have to admit. Is. Good name. And then number one is the Authentic Motor City Pizza Company. And, Hawk, before you hate on these are Detroit-style deep dish.
Yeah, but if I can't get them at Publix, how could it be number one on the list? You ever seen the Detroit Motor Company pizza car, whatever it's called? I have no idea. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, let me... After this break, well, after Zach Thomas, I'll tell you the real list of the pizzas at Publix.
Red Baron Pizza Bread.
Yes.
Home Run Inn.
Damn Bagel Bites.
Oh, the Bagel Bites. Those
Come
are
on,
so
man.
Good.
Screaming Sicilian.
Yeah.
But Bagel Bites. We ate them last night for dinner.
Those are
Asia
so good.
Asia wasn't home. I made 40 Bagel Bites. Just laid them on the counter.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. I found another list. This one will drive you nuts. Number five, Trader Joe's Margarita Frozen Pizza.
But like someone texts in. It drives me as crazy as the artisan stuff does, the Kirkland stuff. Because someone texts in, you know, Kirkland water is the same as Evian. These people are brainwashed with
but
this Kirkland
not.
Crap.
We're not.
They're everything. Oh, I got a Kirkland car. It's a Jaguar. They just call it Kirkland. It's the same exact. Yeah. No, it's not a Jaguar. It's Kirkland.
Hawk, I'm buying $22 bottles of red wine. I'm pretty much drinking Camus. It just has a Kirkland label right on it. I'm telling you, man.
I mean, these people are brainwashed. They are brainwashed with this Kirkland crap.
Kirkland got y'all.
Kirkland batteries are Duracell.
They are.
Okay, you see? You guys are hypnotized.
But it's a fact, though.
No. Do you know what a Duracell battery is?
Yes, I know what a Duracell.
It's a Duracell. It's got Duracell right on the battery.
Where did y'all get this information? Off social media?
No, they
tell Costco.com.
Everybody tells each other in the Costco aisles. They go, oh, yeah, these Kirkland nuts, they're planters. Yeah, you got to. Because I don't have a. Admittedly, I don't have a Costco card because I need to pay to go to a store. And. They want to, you know, rationalize why they're paying memberships to go shop at a store. So they talk to each other in the aisles. They're like, oh, you got to try the Kirkland nuts. Those are planters. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to walk into Publix for free. I'm going to buy planters. Guess what? They're going to put it in a bag at the end. They're not going to send me out there with 14 boxes in my arms. And I'm thanking them. Thank you for the right to have no bag coming out of your store. I really appreciate that.
Groceries in a big celery box. Man, get out of here. I'm going to Publix.
Kirkland signature products are better than top name, top brand products. Everybody knows that. And you guys are blind to one of the greatest.
I want to talk to Zach Thomas.
So they're better. So Kirkland compares themselves to top products, but now they're better than top products because they say they're top products.
This is,
y'all are brainwashed.
They are brainwashed. It's a cult.
We're not brainwashed.
You are totally brainwashed.
Nope.
All these Costco people, imagine you're paying to go into, no one can park in their parking lots. Everyone's on edge. No one can find a spot. The aisles are jammed. And then you check out. You have no bags. You walk in out with a cart full of stuff. No bags. And then you pay for this. You pay for the right to pay for that.
You're welcome. What?
What?
Man, get out of here.
Oh, my God. Bunch of mopes.
Your weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s or low 80s. This was your weather report from your artisanal meteorologist.
Zach Thomas is going to join us on the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana show in the next segment, your artisanal sports radio program.
This is the Hawk and Crowder show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach Thomas is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, the Hall of Famer, friend of the program. We always enjoy talking to you. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Hawk. Thanks for having me, man.
We appreciate you being here. We have a lot to get to. I want to start with this, though. And I'm curious because, you know, you treat everyone great. Like you, I see you out somewhere with Crowder and you treat me like I'm special and I'm not special. Taylor Swift is at the Panthers game last night. Do you ever go gaga over a celebrity? Like, have you, I'm sure you've had celebrity run-ins, Zach, like, and I'm not necessarily an athlete, although maybe it was an athlete, certainly at the Hall of Fame, you're seeing the greatest of the greatest, but what about like a pop culture celebrity? Would you ever ask someone for a picture or be struck by just being around a celebrity?
For sure, man. I definitely, I had a lot of heroes growing up, and just even if I'm, when I met Michael Jordan, from Mike Tyson to, I mean, all the Mikes, man, Michael Phelps, all the guys that have great success and they're just winners, man, legends. I'd love to just shake their hand and give them respect. That's it. That's all I need. Never really ask for a picture. Yeah, man, because they, as a kid, you get impacted by those guys and you really look up to a lot of different people that have success and it really inspires you and it motivates you. So yes, for sure, man, I definitely give props to those celebrities even the ones that especially impacted me.
Michael Jordan, for me, Crowder famously, though, was unimpressed with Michael Jordan when he came and visited the Dolphins. Correct, Crowder?
ZT, we were in linebacker meetings, and JT brought Michael over from Grand Oaks playing golf, and everybody ran out the meeting room. I was like, man, ain't nobody worried about no Michael Jordan. I need to get this damn power down.
Yeah, well, I remember Joey Porter was right beside you with a pillow behind his head and you had to wake him up. So that's Michael Jordan, man. You know, hey, but I tell you what, I lost money to Michael Jordan. Well, I was just one of his charity events and I was in the final table of Hold'em and he started talking and all that. Like, you know, he doesn't know the game and all, which he did. And it was just all part of the game. He took my money, man. He took my money.
ZT, I've never asked you personally, whatever, but do you think about it because I appreciate he came to, Zach was at Randy's Memorial Saturday night and afterwards we're cleaning up and everybody kept running up to me. They were like, that was Zach Thomas. That was Zach Thomas. Now, Zach, 80 years of Dolphin football, there's three linebackers in the Ring of Honor. You can argue you and Nick Bonacani, all pro, what you've done, like, do you ever think about who the hell you are? Because it seems like you just, like Hawk saying, bro, you just bounce around, talk to everybody. My family was giving you hell, and you just sit there, you and your beautiful wife, Maritza. Like, do you ever think about what you really did in this game?
No, I enjoy the conversations, man. And then even being there, all your family had good energy, just like your dad, man. Good vibes. It's contagious. Just like you were talking about, his laugh is contagious. Yours is too, man. And that's where apple didn't fall too far from the tree, right? So for me, yeah, I enjoy getting out and being with the fans because they're giving you respect, man. And even the ones that are, they could be a Jet fan or anything, they give you respect, but they tease you and all that stuff. But man, it only helps my ego. getting all that love and stuff, man. I mean, I'm not that guy, you know, there's only a few that just, you know, kind of shoot down people that come up to them and all that. I just see it as a sign of respect. It's all perspective.
But you know, but Zach, did you know that you were playing chess and everybody else was playing checkers on the field? Did you know that at the time? I know, you know, now, did you know that when you started doing that little damn bunny hop sideways and nobody knew why you were jumping because you knew the ball was going that way, did you know that you were playing a different game than the rest of us like the guy like me that played next to you?
I did. I mean, it might sound arrogant, but, you know, I wasn't the most talented. But when I was on the field, it didn't matter. You know, and the one thing, too, man, when you think about it, Channing, they never gave you enough credit on how smart you were. But they didn't give me any credit on how talented I was. I mean, I'm just a short white boy. I mean, overachiever, hard, you know, a guy that plays hard. I hated that label. I hated it. And so that was one thing that kind of motivated me because, hey, if I'm going to go play some basketball, I know I can take you, Channing. So that I had a little bit of talent.
Let's go back, Zach, to the memorial service on Saturday. I unfortunately couldn't make it because I'm on vacation on the Jersey Shore. But my college roommate, Barry, the ticket wizard, was there. And unfortunately, he thought it was going to be a more casual event than it was. And he found himself in a situation that caused a lot of angst for him. Do you recall seeing Barry there in a bright orange Reese's Peanut Butter Cup t-shirt and cargo shorts?
Hey, he came in at the same time as me. I mean, he was underdressed for Home Depot. He wasn't just, you know, for the, but, you know, he's checking in. We're checking in with Asia, Channing's wife, and he was very apologetic, and but he was loud about it. He was like announcing to everybody that he didn't get the memo, and they even heard him inside the place kind of announcing it. But I'm like, everybody knew you didn't get the memo even by just looking at you. You know what I'm saying? So, so he felt bad about it, but hey, he was there. It was a great time, man. That getting back there, you know, think of celebration of life. Being everybody was there for Channing and the family. It's like the locker room. It's awesome. I mean, it was good fun, right, Channing? I mean, you were sitting there cracking up with Ryan Clark. We're cracking on each other like the old locker room. And that's what you miss about it when, you know, so many guys miss that locker room after football. And it's you know, everybody thinks it's the game and the cheering, but no, it's the locker room. Because I got a story when I was out induction weekend. And I went down to in the Hall of Fame hotel, and Randall McDaniel is a, you know, Hall of Fame guard. So I'm like, hey, Randall, it's my first day there. I'm like, hey, Randall, where's the breakfast at? And, you know, without hesitation, he just takes me to these two doors, opens it up, and says, hey, you see that buffet over there? I'm like, yeah. He said, go grab me a plate. That's for Hall of Famers. So I go over there and grab me a plate, and just something fell off. And I knew I got because I looked back at him. He was laughing so hard, and people were giving me some funny looks. So he sent me into a Hall of Fame breakfast, all right. It was a HBCU Black College Hall of Fame breakfast, you know. And it was, hey, I was like, man, this is what I miss, man. I kind of like grabbed my eggs and tried to, you know, watch what was going on and took the eggs out of the room with my tail between my legs, but that is what you miss about the locker room. And back to what we were there to celebrate the life of Randy. And it was nothing but comedy hour, especially when Channing got on stage. It was a good feeling. That's what I miss. Just getting back together. It was special.
And ZT, coming up, we're going to have another time in Madrid. What you got going in Madrid, big dog? Because I don't have the full information, but if you're a part of it, bro, you know, just like the locker room, like you're talking about. I'm going to be there. I'm going to bring Asia. We're going to have a good time. What you got going for the game on November 16th?
See, I know you're busy with the pivot. You're traveling. You're doing stuff with NFL. You're doing this radio show every week, man. So, Channing, and just like any other Dolphin fans, hey, go to biggametravel.com and just lock you in the spot because they'll take care of the rest. This is perfect for you, Channing. We can bring back some old times on South Beach, man, because they got paella, tapas, and wine mixed with Dolphin football, man, in Madrid. Come on, man. And they'll set up your flights, your hotels, your tours, and the parties. I'm going to be hosting, man, so it's a tough job for me. I got to host a tailgate too, man. So tough, man. But, hey, for you guys, hey, we do the show out there, huh? And we can write the whole trip off, man. Come on.
I am. Let's go, man.
But so big, hey, Zach.
Big game travels.com. That's the website.
BigGameTravel.com, man. It'll be hassle-free. It's the first ever NFL regular season game out there against the Commanders, man. There is not going to be another time. It's going to be awesome, man. You could have tailgated in Buffalo, but it's not going to be the same, man. We're going to do this in Madrid. Let's go.
Hey, Zach, I'm glad you brought up paella because, man, like the tapas, the croquetas. But are you actually going to eat all that stuff? Because, bro, I saw you the other day. Like, you're working out every day? Like, Crowder let it go. I mean, you're still working out every day? You look like you could still give the Dolphins a couple snaps a game.
Hey, you nailed it. Maybe one snap. Until I just use my head one play, but I love to eat, man. I know y'all talk about food all the time on the show, but I love to eat, and that's why I work out. And that's why I train. This weekend, I'm looking forward to the Father's Day weekend because it's we're gonna have a Colombian barbecue here with chorizo skirt and the music and having drinks, man. It's going to be awesome, man. So that's what I look forward to. That's the only reason I really work out, but it also helps my head, man. But one thing that I have a regimen since I was like 8 years old. I love it. Y'all remember the Solo Flex?
Yeah.
It was like rubber plates.
Yep.
And I started working out then, and I really believe that I haven't missed a workout since, man, because it just got programmed that way. And I know that's what helped me being a gym rat. So go ahead.
I'm looking at biggametravel.com right now. I see you there in the Hall of Fame jacket. Miami, yes, Madrid 2025 takeover. That's a good trip right there. I'm going to ask you a Dolphins question as long as we're kind of talking about their trip to Madrid. They talked a lot about culture change, and Tua says he genuinely feels culture change, and I think Bradley Chubb said it as well. But Crowder kind of pointed out, hey, can you really have culture change if the head coach and the coaching staff are still the same? So can there be a culture change from the Dolphins last season to this season?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I listened to your show Hawk, and you know, winning is what drives culture change, man. You gotta just stack the wins, and the belief in the building will build, you know. And it's really not something you talk about; it's something you feel. And I know this is, you make some great points, Hawk, when they talk about Tua when he's in there. You know, we have a much better chance, and he's got to stay healthy. And I believe the same as you, man. You know, I got to say this. My brother-in-laws, they apparently have all the answers why the Dolphins lose. You know, I got this family chat. Not one of them played football ever in their life. And they blow up my phone on Sundays. It's annoying. But they listen to the show, so that's why I'm dropping their names, man, because I knew – I want to call them out because they think they know the game. They're just some couch coaches, man. They lay on the couch in the underwear yelling at the TV. And if we lose, they want to fire everybody, you know? So it's one of those that I just know this is that you got to do something about it. Because losing last year, I get off on other stories, man. You know, I just start rambling. But
you know,
last
that's
year,
the
losing,
of this
the
show,
losing,
Zach, that's exactly what we do, man.
Hey, we work well together, man. So, but losing divides, man, back to that. And that, you know, that's when the players start pointing fingers and second guessing the coaches. You know, Channing, we had that year 1-15, and the following year you go off and win the division, right? And so, but when you just need some great leadership to reset and block out the outside noise and move forward. But man, you got to quit talking about it, man. Just do it. And I think they have a better plan this year for if Tua does get hurt. I hate to even say that because you can't blame Huntley from last year because you got to get a full offseason of reps, man. With all that complex offense that Coach McDaniel has, they had to shrink the playbook. You had no chance, man. None. When you're coming in, are you really think that you can get the timing down, the motions down? It's no chance. So pretty much knew when he was out, we didn't have a plan for that, and it bit us. And so back to culture, you got to win. That's it. Plain and simple. Quit talking about it. Don't talk about toughness. That's not something you talk about either, man. You have to just show it consistently with your actions. And, you know, that worries me when they start talking about that.
But that with that culture change, bro, I talk about I wasn't scared of Nick Saban and Cam Cameron to cuss me out if I was late to practice or if I wasn't working hard. I was worried about you. I'm worried about Truck, KC, Vonnie Holiday, Sam Madison. I'm worried about y'all being mad at me. I'm not worried about the coach. Is this culture thing, that's what I've been preaching to this culture talk, where culture changes, the coach can give a message, but it got to start in the locker room. Am I off by that?
No, 100%. And hey, I'm not going to act like I had it figured out. We had it figured out. We didn't win the Super Bowl and all that. I don't want to be, you know, who's the offensive lineman that went after us on the radio. But I don't want to be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy. I just know this is that you remember, Channing, there was one time. Well, that's when I knew you were back. But there was one time you came in to the meeting room, snuck in late. You already missed the team meeting. And you snuck in and sat down, and we're watching film, and you just carry on. And then you ask a question. You remember that? I was like, what? You know, from a night late night out, man, you still smelling like, you know, Cocos. But and you sit out and we're running the play and you really think George Edwards is not going to say nothing. And you say, hey, coach, what happens when they, and he looked at you crazy. That was the best classic moment. I wanted to laugh, but then I sat you on the side and said, hey, Channing, man, I know you're back, but hey, you got to be on time because other guys, especially the younger guys, well, you were young yourself, but especially the younger guys, they'll say, hey, if he's doing it, I'll do it too. And even if it's a fine, and you're really, to be honest with you, it's perspective, you're taking money out my pocket too, because you're playing beside me. And I feel like, hey, I did some stupid stuff too, man, when I was a rookie. I came late in my second year. I remember that. And it was from a night out. And that's why my second year wasn't really that good. So we all learn from that. and I know you learned from it, but you have to have those guys. But we had so many guys on that defense, from Jason Taylor, even before you, Trace, to Sam and Pat, to, I mean, Bonnie and Kevin Carter. Man, we were talking about some leaders. But, yeah, we're all on defense. But, man, Junior say, oh, we wouldn't want to let each other down. And that's what it's all about. The more, the better. You can't just have one guy telling the whole team. You can't. You got to have one guy, and it'll be contagious. That leadership is contagious. And, yes, it's really hard when you're losing. So, yeah, you're not going to have good culture when you're losing. But it's all about putting your head down, getting the best out of the team, you know, not pointing fingers and moving forward there. But what was the question? I just keep rambling, man.
I don't know, but it sounds like you're with me, Zach, that you think the Dolphins are a lot closer than other people think they are.
I'm 100% with you, Hawk. It's just we got to stay healthy, man. I mean, why you think Channing, Troy Maurer, he's been there for 30-something years in the training room. Why you think his hair is gray as hell? It's because we've been beat up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's we got to stay healthy, man. We got to stay healthy.
And Zach, something before we go, because I know we're against the clock. Zach, we were texting today. You said I'm about to take a nap, and I text you back. I already got my 2 hours in this morning. You, what time? What age do you start napping, ZT?
Hey, Chad, I nap so I don't snap, man. I don't need my kids calling child services on me, man. So,
because Hawk says he can't sleep during the day, bro. I said, man, I get me 2 hours in at 9 a.m.
Hey. I need it. I love it. I reboot, have my coffee right afterwards. Yeah, man, it's definitely, it's challenging, man. You know, I guess it's not when I can just take a nap anytime I want, but it sounds good.
Liberating to be able to take a nap whenever you want.
Yeah, it's a lot of beds in your house, Zach. He's going to be
in Madrid for the Miami game in November, and the website is biggametravel.com, and Zach's going to be hosting a happy hour and a pep rally, a tailgate party. And if you want the info, you want to get involved, it's biggametravel.com. I got a text from Barry that said he is on the website signing up right now, but he is going to be wearing his Reese's Peanut Butter Cup t-shirt to all events. Will he be underdressed in the Reese's t-shirt and cargo shorts at the happy hour?
No, that's all one right. thing, hey. He thought he was really going into Funky Buddha, and that's where they're going to have it on the inside, not in the back. But he wasn't even dressed right for a Funky Buddha, man. He wasn't.
And I'll tell everybody, I'm on the trip. I'm going to go on the website. I'm going to holler at ZT. I will be there as well as Zach's security guard. So if anybody fools with him, you got to deal with me. But Asia and myself will be there, biggametravel.com.
Big game,
yes, sir.
Singular.
Big hey, game we can do the show out there, and it'll be it might be late, being at 6 hours ahead right now. But hey, man, we'll have a few drinks in us. It'll be a great show, man. We'll just keep exaggerating these stories.
Crowder's done the show from Egypt. Crowder's done the, I think, from Spain. Haven't you, Crowder?
Yeah, I did it Barcelona.
From, I did it from Barcelona. It was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. or something. Yeah. So, yeah, Zach, if you can wake up, we can take a nap the next day. We can nap together. I got a king size bed.
Did you just say that? Oh man.
And that's when it's time to wrap up the segment. Zach Thomas, the Hall of Famer. Thank you for making time, Zach. We genuinely appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks, Hawk. Appreciate you.
There you go, Zach Thomas.
Bro.
Website right, is biggametravel.com. Speaking of doing, because I'm on the Jersey Shore doing the show. It's a pretty good travel hack that Crowder tapped into. You go on a family trip, but you carve out a few days where you're going to work, and it is such a great respite from the family and the activities and Everybody gets and does their thing, and I'm probably having more fun than my family right now on Ocean City Boardwalk. Then you know what I mean? Like it's a pretty good travel hack. If you start getting annoyed with your family, go, you know what? I told them I was going to work tomorrow, so you guys are on your own. I'll join you for dinner. Not a bad travel hack.
Hey, Hawk, and even if we go to Spain, then we got to get up at 2 a.m. So at any time during the day, you could say, I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm going to go take a nap. Oh, where are y'all going to look at the mosaic?
Wish I could, fields? But I got to work.
I got to work, man. So let me take a nap because I got to wake up early. Yeah, it's beautiful with this damn, the virtual, man. Yeah. COVID started something that I love.
Makes it easy for us, man. All right, let's take a break because we're running late here, obviously. It's already 4 o'clock, and we were supposed to break about 10 minutes ago. Let's take a break. We'll come back right after this.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.